You know, people say, you're always coming up with all this creative stuff. How do you do it? I do it by doing it. Because I never stop thinking about new things. Once I think about something for a while, I go, wow, that's old. You see, this is one of the reasons that I wrote fairy tales. How many of you have read the fairy tales? The Adventures of Anybody? Okay, this is now something that I'm happy to announce. I got Harry to read so that we have it on CD, because Harry's got this really good voice for reading fairy tales. I mean, he's not only a master trainer in NLP and, a design human engineer trainer and does NHR. He does all kinds of other things. But the one thing is he's probably one of the best trans subjects I've ever worked with. And since that fairy tale is designed to be read out loud by somebody else other than me, that's the way I designed it. I started in 1975, and it was over 10 years I worked on it off and on. I was doing other things, too. But whenever I was in the mood, and I designed every sentence inside that so that it was connected with every other sentence from the beginning to the end, so that when it's read out loud, both the person reading it and the person they're reading it to have powerful experiences. That the reason we put it out on disc is because I think this is going to make it available to a wider range of people. Because a lot of people just can't seem to read past the first chapter. And so I'm happy to announce that that's out and on the way. But in the meanwhile, I want you all to create your own fairy tale.